Oh, fuck. I hope. There's no way. I guarantee you, there's no way he's doing anything with this episode. Guys, this is RGG rated M for Pussy Nuts and Scatter Signs. Oh. Guys, RGG's dead. It's been killed.
Dead in the water.
It's gone.
And you killed it.
I didn't kill it. You helped killed it.
No, you definitely put it in the final.
I didn't. I guess this is all up to Ragbag. If he wants to end it all.
What is up, guys? It's Ragbag bringing you another edition of Regular Guy Gaming right here on the Grapple Talk Network. Thank you all so much for joining us this week. We've got a phenomenal interview lined up for you. And thanks to RGG, my life is a little easier tonight. I have been gaming my ass off. I probably put like 40 hours into GTA 5 over the past week. I had never beaten the game, and then it was on sale for the PSN, and I just poured hour upon hour upon hour into the main storyline, along with some of the other side quests, and finally beat it. Dude, I know that I'm like, whatever, 5 or 6 years late. That game's pretty fucking good. It's a really good game. Like, even the story, I know everybody always plays the online stuff, but the story in that game is pretty fucking good. But that's besides the point. Not a ton for me to talk about, but that's absolutely A-okay because RGG bringing the awesome interview for you today. This is one of the last interviews that we have banked up. So this one actually from quite a while ago, actually. I think they recorded this back either at the end of May or the beginning of June. But nonetheless, it still holds up. RGG at MAW talking with some pretty cool cats. Rusty Barn Door, Electrifying One, B. Sager, and if I'm not mistaken, I could not, like, I re-listened to it like 1,000 times. Stony Wayne 69, I think that's what it is. Maybe, regardless, it ends with 69, so that tells you what you need to know about that dude. I think he says that his platform is AOL, which is just awesome. No, these guys sit down around the table, talk about what got them into gaming. You know, we as we do often on this show, just being part game, part wrestling, talk about No Mercy. We hear from Rusty Barndor. Dude's got some knowledge about some old school games, Final Fantasy X. My brother, me and him, both recognizing the greatness that is Final Fantasy X. Also one of the first games that really just kind of inspired me to waste my days outside of work with a controller in my hand. But we get some good perspective from a lot of these guys, and I think you'll be surprised just how awesome this is, regardless if you know the dudes or not. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's RGG, dudes.
Thank you, Ragbag, with that awesome opener. Every single time he hits it out the park, doesn't he, King
yes.
Thick?
Yes,
Electrifying One. What's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is Rusty Barndor.
Rusty yeah. Barndor. I love it. Give it up. Rusty Barndor. Does it Barndor? Yes, it does. It sounds tough. But at the same time, it sounds a little bit comforting because if there's a bad storm, you'd hide behind that Rusty Barndor because you know it'd take a lot to break that down because it'll take care of you. I like that.
Russell is a
Russell. That's it is Rusty, Rusty Barndor, yeah. and we got Stonehenge and the here in the house tonight. What is your gamer tag?
Stony Wayne 69.
On what system? God dang it! No, that is not a system. That's back in the day.
I thought you were gonna say Commodore. Oh, come on, man. Seriously,
are we talking about the Commodore?
What system?
Lionel Richie.
Yes.
That song he did with what's his name? Say on, right?
What system?
I believe it's Xbox
One. Xbox One. Okay, and what's PS?
Electrifying One 8, or as my Street Fighter gamer tag, King Thick.
And what system?
Oh, PS4, and on Xbox One, it is completely different. It's the auto-generated one, and I haven't changed it. It's Whaleful Sphere.
Garbage. All right. I'm sorry. Guys, actually, so what we're going to do here is we're going to...
We have a four-way dance.
We do. We've got a fatal four-way here.
Yeah. I hate everybody at this table, but we like games.
We love games. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start off... Everybody already knows you. Yeah. They've heard They've heard the second one already by now.
That's legit.
Yeah, this is months from now. We recorded this. What's the date? What's today?
May 20th, 2018.
Thank you, May 20th. Yeah. So it is quite some time before they'll hear this.
Yeah.
So in saying that, you, Russell. What is it again? Russell Barnes.
Rusty Barndoor.
What got you into gaming? What's your earliest memory of gaming? Why are you on this podcast today?
So, my earliest memories of gaming kind of go back to the Super Nintendo when my sister and I would always play Super Mario World in my grandparents' basement. However, the first gaming system that I personally owned was a Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
The story behind that was we were at a bowling alley and they had Mortal Kombat 1 at the arcade.
Yes!
And
it was bloody on the Sega. Not on Nintendo. Go ahead.
And I remember just seeing Sonya Blade.
Yes!
And falling in absolute love. Like,
we have our promoters here in the coming in here. We're being careful now.
So, I guess getting back to it,
yeah.
Me being a 5-year-old red-blooded male was enamored by the ability of someone with long legs and digitized graphics.
Being able to use those legs and tear someone apart.
You know, like, that 5-year-old me was, like, just enthused. And then, as I got older, I realized
feel old.
Why.
I feel old now. He said 5.
This was...
I was like 10. 30. You know, I'm exaggerating.
This was like, I think, 1999, and I remember we saw that, and I really wanted to play it, and we didn't have any quarters. So, me being the spoiled brat that I was, ended up, you know, persuading my parents to go to Funko Land, when that was a thing, in Woodbury, and we got myself a Sega Genesis.
I live in Woodbury.
Mortal Kombat 1.
Nice!
And so, I went home, and I played it, and then I remember, you know, a few months later... My uncle from San Jose came to town.
And whooped your ass.
He literally took away my Mortal Kombat games.
He also took away my
WrestleMania 2000. WCW NW Revenge because he thought that was
That's on Nintendo 64.
Yes, but like he saw that I started like collecting more games. Like my sister had an N64, but I was the one that ended up playing it.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. So yes. Your uncle took your games from you. Keep going.
So my uncle is... So, generally speaking, I have a pretty conservative family, and my uncle saw that I was playing wrestling games and Mortal Kombat, and when he was in town from San Jose, he literally took them, and I never saw them again.
Oh my god, that's
without my parents, child abuse. Without my parents' permission, and I personally think that as a parent, you cannot shelter your children, and if you... let them be exposed to violence, it is also your duty to tell them that that is not how you act in real life. And my parents were very clear on that. They were like, you cannot hit
someone
in real life or cut someone's head off or make someone bleed. They made that very clear. And my uncle didn't seem to get that. And the ironic thing about that was that my uncle's kids... They had mixed results. We'll put it that way. And I will keep it at that out of respect for my family. But that is all I will say.
That's good. I like that. So here's a big thing that you said that I really like is your parents were responsible. They didn't just let you play the game and let that be to your own imagination. They made it clear to you, hey, look, Sonya just cut, you know, Liu Kang in half with her legs. Don't cut people in half with your legs.
Yes. And, you know, with pro wrestling, like, I got involved. I became a pro wrestling fan when I was 4 years old. The night after Starrcade, 1997, I watched Nitro.
I know what you're talking about.
I have, like, that whole memory
you saw
in my
that.
Head. And
I cried. Like, I know what you're talking about.
I grew up as a WCW fan before WWF.
That's okay.
And I have these vivid memories, but my parents were also just like, this is not... Like, this is a program, this is a television show, these are fictional characters played by real human beings, and they're telling a story.
Yep.
This is not how you act in real life. And...
You had reality. You were anchored in reality.
Yes. And I think that's a beautiful thing, and that's something that a lot of, I think, oftentimes gets lost in modern-day parenting, and it's a darn shame.
So, that is... absolutely amazing. The responsibility, that's great, and I love hearing that. That is a great origin story. You could be a fucking superhero. We can cuss on the show. I love that. I absolutely love that. And so from there, what did you graduate to? What did you step up to from there? Did you do Zelda at all?
I have yet to fully play through a Zelda game, but that's on my bucket list.
Okay.
I ended up migrating. I mean, I was a huge wrestling fighting game fan. Like, I obviously went
to. So you did No Mercy?
No Mercy.
Best wrestling game ever known to man?
At least in the American land, yes.
You're talking about
I want to play Wrestle Kingdom, but yeah, I haven't
played. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yep, yep.
But also, you know, I ended up eventually, you know, playing Tekken, going, you know, Street Fighter.
Did you play Eddie Gordo? Because if you did, I hate
you. Yes, button mashing.
You button mash Eddie Gordo? You know what I'm talking about.
Because I wanted to get all the character endings. So,
law. It's all about law.
Law. But, so you can sit your ass on the controller with Eddie Gordo and win, right?
Yes. I felt, though, that I didn't really consider myself to be a true gamer until I played Final Fantasy X.
Whoa.
And I played that game and beat it for the first time when I was 9 years old.
I feel old. Is this normal? He's saying these ages, and I'm close to almost 30 at these times.
I was in third grade when I fully beat the game. I remember renting it from Blockbuster and not being able to get like through the first part, and I was like, this is so frustrating. But then I got the game. It was a greatest hits title, and the first time that I beat it, it took me 107 hours. And
107 hours to beat the game and not just doing extra stuff?
Yes, but I was also 9.
Okay.
Now, if I were to play the game, you know, full through, not focus on the side quests, it would take me 35, 40 hours.
Yeah, around there. Guys, think about how, for us, that's a short Final Fantasy game, 35 to 40 hours. We're like, oh, okay.
You just go right to the point.
You just go right to that. But there's people out there who are like, who the fuck has time for 35 to 40 hours? Stonehenge, don't leave. We are a part of this. Okay, go plug it in.
Because
all right,
I think, you know, a lot of modern games, like, you know, story-wise, I would say they're lucky to break 12, 15 hours.
God of War broke that. God of War did that.
I have
really?
I've only played, like, the God of War games casually. Stuff? I haven't played.
Dude, God of War, the main story, is definitely beyond 12 hours. It's long as hell, and it pulls the princesses in another castle on you, but it's still great. But this isn't about that. This is about, keep going. This is great.
Yeah, just, you know, like, as I've evolved as a gamer, you know, progressed into, like, more action-adventure games, first-person shooters, you know, Resident Evil 4 took me, like, 14, 15 hours, maybe.
That game right there really redefined a lot of horror, that game. The directors really proved... They said, we can do Resident Evil even better.
Yes.
And they did that with Resident Evil 4.
Yeah. I struggled to get...
I finally beat that a while ago.
Like, I grew up playing Resident Evil 2, but I played it very casually, and I played it because my mom's then-fiancé was playing it. And I didn't understand the game mechanics of it until I was much older, and I think part of that was just because... when I was younger, I didn't have the patience for that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I, like, look back and I'm just like, I love the older Resident Evil games, but Resident Evil 4 will always hold a spot in my heart. I only fully beat the game, like, last year.
Really?
Yeah, I finally beat it too, yeah.
Because, I mean, when it came out initially, like, what, 2004, 2005, I was, like, 12. And, you know, I didn't really have a lot of patience for those kinds of games. You know, I really started to... get involved in a lot of, like, you know, epic storytelling games when I played the reboot of Tomb Raider.
Oh!
And
I'm surprised you didn't play any of the God of Wars at this time period.
It's on my bucket list. But when I was younger, like, you know, my teenage years, I wasn't really about those kinds of games. I was about, like, the music game fad.
Yeah.
So, you know, Dance Dance Revolution was a huge factor in me getting in shape. You know, when I was... 10, I really struggled with my weight. You know, in third grade, I was 100 pounds and like 4'6". And my mom was like, Russell, you're kind of fat. And
that's okay.
It's hurtful to hear that. But I also really loved, you know, being able to explore all these different kinds of music. And, you know,
and you were able to do all this through gaming.
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely awesome. And that's what gaming is about, to take you out of your comfort zone. To have you grow. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
To change you if you allow it to. And it sounds clearly like you did. I'm going to ask you, now I know this is hard.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite game and or series?
That's hard.
Yes, you know, that is a hard question. And you can mold this how you want.
Yes. So it comes down to two games for me. Obviously, Final Fantasy X is a huge game in my life. It taught me...
Aran your favorite character? Or was it Tidus? No. You didn't like Tidus, did you?
My favorite character was actually Riku.
Riku, yes!
I just felt like I related to her so much, and I felt like she, in particular, she helped raise questions about Yu Yevon.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Yu Yevon is a symbol of organized religion, and I grew up in a very religious family. I was forced to go to confirmation and forced to go to Sunday school.
Lutheran.
But yes, I was Lutheran.
I can tell. I knew.
And, you know, my grandparents helped found the church that I went to, and... You know, Riku raised all these questions that related to me so much because I felt pressure to go to church, but I never felt a connection to the church or to the organized religion.
That's really good.
I realized in retrospect that playing Final Fantasy X was made me realize that I am not religious. But I didn't fully admit that to myself until I was in a relationship when I was 17 and I finally got to articulate those thoughts.
Yep.
I always felt so pressured to be like, you know, go to church, so pray.
Gaming helped you explore parts of your life, parts of your who you are, that religion and other religion couldn't help you do.
Yes.
That's what makes gaming amazing, because it helps us get to our core.
Yeah.
It helps us get to who we are. For example, when I'm whooping your ass in Street Fighter, when you get mad, are you getting mad at me or are you mad at yourself?
I'm mad at myself because it's me playing against myself and I'm losing.
Or when your buddy was whooping my ass, am I getting mad at me or am I getting mad at him when you're playing the game? Yeah. What are we really looking at? We're looking at ourselves.
It's like a mirror.
It's a mirror. Good job. Good job. And you looked in the mirror. You saw what you saw. You didn't like and you made changes over time. It was gaming that helped you do that.
It was a beautiful thing, and it still is. And even, like, recently, so the other game that it comes down to is The Last of Us.
Oh, my God! Okay, talk. Ooh, that game
I can't remember the second one.
You are gonna love God of War, then, but keep going.
That game, to me, had such strong character development across so many sectors.
Yes.
Try playing it on realistic. It's hard as hell.
I mean, the game is hard, but it has such beautiful gameplay, but there is the storytelling and the representation of so many different backgrounds.
Yes.
Like, I look at...
The Last of Us 2 is coming out, as they announced that.
Yes, I'm so excited, but I related to Ellie so much, especially, you know, if you play the prequel, you find out a lot more about Ellie's background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I only played halfway through.
That was the DLC. I never went into the DLC because I just felt like it would water down the experience.
No, honestly, I think it explains so much more about Ellie's character and the hardships that she went through, and it goes further into her relationship with Riley, I think it was. And you know, to have that kind of bond with someone and to have that bond like affect you.
Do you think that, I forgot his name, it's been years since I played the game, Joel, do you think he made the wrong choice? She was the key to the cure, and he didn't allow them he didn't allow them to operate on her and create the vaccine needed to get rid of the spores, you know, to cure everyone.
But the problem,
what do you think about that?
Killed her, though.
It would have killed her, but one life for millions. And Joel chose, fuck you.
I think personally really unethical to sacrifice one life for the betterment of humanity.
Okay.
At least in a scientific sense. Now, if it's like a terrorist, then of course. But I don't think it was fair for Ellie to have to go through with that when she couldn't even consent to that. She was a child. And...
She didn't know that. And you're right.
Even if she did, she was like, what, 14?
Yeah, she was not of age, yeah.
But you also have to think, though, at the very beginning of the game, like, that's the first game I've ever played to have an intro to almost literally make me weep.
Yeah, it was sad.
So, like,
it was beautiful.
Having that in the beginning, like, it would make sense for him to try to do everything he could, because in the first time he couldn't. He didn't know what the hell was going on.
With his own child.
Exactly.
Like with Sarah.
So then when he lost her, it's like, that literally changed his character. So having at the very end, when that happened to where...
When it finally came down to where he could choose. What would you, as a parent, would you choose your child or would you choose humanity?
And the fact that in the beginning of that, for the legacy, the continuation of the game, how he... First, he didn't want her. He didn't want to have anything to do with her.
Because it was too painful.
Yeah, and then end up falling in love with her as far as, like, a parent standpoint.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just... Yeah.
Like... I don't want to get too personal or anything, but like...
No, you're fine.
You know, something about me is
we get I did a whole episode about my anxiety and stuff. This is... You're good.
I grew up in the foster care system.
So did I. I'm a dog.
And being able to have a character like Ellie where you can kind of relate to and like, you know, you don't necessarily have your parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
I get that.
It was just so powerful to have, you know, especially as someone who is LGBTQ... Like Ellie, and also extremely strong-willed and opinionated, and someone who doesn't really give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was just so powerful to have, and I felt like this bond to her. Like, it's also probably why, interestingly enough, where I feel like this bond to Ellen Page, which, interestingly enough, Ellie looks like Ellen Page. It's a weird coincidence, but just someone who's not afraid to, like, break the norm and to be so bold and opinionated and strong and, you know, a force that anyone should... you know, not be afraid of is it's
and the cool thing is these games are getting these scripts are getting greenlit. These games are being okayed by Sony, you know, AAA titles. They're saying it's time for us to grow. And let's get this out there. Now on Flash, I'm gonna go let's just go out there. We've got Flash, we've got Arrow, we've got Supergirl, we've got so many shows where it's all inclusive.
Yeah.
It's no longer like you're saying, it's no longer taboo. It's not like that anymore where you can be yourself. Yeah, you're right. With
Finn Balor.
Balor. When he came out with the colors for everyone, he's representing everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, her gear was LGBTQ inspired. She's also dating Zara Schreiber now.
Damn. Did not know that.
Oh. Hot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 24/7, what's his name? I forgot. He doesn't work there anymore, but Titus O'Neil's old.
Darren Young,
yep.
Yeah, Darren Young.
He was a great worker, too.
He
was the black John Cena. He looked just like John Cena, but black.
I thought primetime players, like, I think they kind of dropped the ball on him.
Anytime
that music hits, don't matter who you're sitting next to, if you're in that crowd, it's millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. They did drop the ball on that.
Yeah.
And he dropped the ball, too, but also, while dropping the ball, picked it up at the same time, falling underneath the fucking...
the greatest
Royal Rumble, which in the end became Titus O'Neil's probably legacy. That you know, I had to throw that in there.
Did you see the T-shirt where
he's passing the torch? Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. So let's get over here to Stonehenge. What's your okay? So I know your thing's a little. We're gonna now move over to you. We're gonna get to know more about you, so I'm going to ask you this question. Once again, let them know your gamer tag, let them know your system, and let's hear your journey, what got you started, and what has gaming, if you don't have to, but what has it been to you, or what was it to you when you were younger, if you played?
Yeah, Stony Wayne 69 on Xbox One, but chances are that's like my kid playing it. as far as like my earliest video game memories would be like, you know, regular ass Nintendo before the Super, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Such a good time. Did you have the sports pad? The pad, I do not believe that I had the pad.
Okay.
Are you talking about the deal with the joystick and the two big-ass buttons on it?
That's Atari you're talking about. They had
one, like, sports, how you could...
Where it was literally a big-ass pad, and
One you put on the floor.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That was like when they were really trying to innovate.
I remember having a buddy who had that, and there's like a track and field game.
Yeah, there was some game
it was like a whole bunch of different Olympic stuff.
When Nintendo wanted you, back in the day, in our age.
Yeah.
This was before you were born, buddy. In our age, they wanted you to actually, Nintendo was ahead of the time. Mm-hmm. They wanted you to get up off your ass and do shit.
This was actually their version of the Xbox, what is it, the VR
Kinect or whatever?
Yeah, it's
their version of the Kinect.
Well, it was even like, you guys remember when Nintendo Wii came out and everybody was like, wow,
yeah, people were losing weight?
What's up with all this shit or whatever? It's so crazy. And I remember sitting there going, this is the exact same technology they use for Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to put the bar up or anything.
Exactly. Yep,
so I'm just like, I don't know what to believe anymore. Like, I just feel
like...
made
him question reality. Time. That was smart. He went, wait a minute. This is Duck Hunt, but just now.
It's just Duck Hunt psychology applied to every game.
Yeah. It was beautiful. People lost weight. It literally saved lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's like old-timey people... you know, it's like old.
They put those in retirement homes.
Yes, exactly. You can go bowling again.
Yeah,
without
breaking your hip. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Those are in retirement homes.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah. It is, absolutely. So back on to your personal experience. So you've got you remember like the old school games, Nintendo. You got Duck Hunt. Did you get into anything else? Did you get in more into wrestling?
I remember playing WrestleMania on the
64
Nintendo. Oh, well, yeah.
Did you play No Mercy?
Indeed, I did.
All right, let's talk about that. Give us some No Mercy stuff. What'd you do? Did you get the hose? Like, how was what character did you make? How did you play No Mercy?
Did you get one of the cartridges that automatically deleted your shit?
Oh, no. God.
My cartridge did that years after I had it.
Did that just make your testicles angry with God, that had to have pissed you off.
You just wanted to punch somebody.
I unlocked Linda McMahon. Of course
You know how hard it was to unlock the hose and
$500,000.
You know exactly,
shop.
You know.
I ain't that rich.
Yeah, dude. Like, even if they were to take that, it's like how they have digitally remastered games. Like, how'd they do that? If they were to do that with No Mercy,
it wouldn't work. Because the game already looks good.
Yeah.
And it's THQ, and they don't exist really anymore, if I'm correct.
No, they're gone.
Who owns the rights to all that stuff?
That's a good question. Someone knows.
Let's buy
it.
Not
sure.
I'm surprised there hasn't been someone that everyone knows that No Mercy is the best wrestling game out there. Why hasn't someone redone this?
Here Goes the Pain is actually pretty good, too.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying. Here Goes the Pain made arm drags look dangerous.
We're talking about No Mercy. You are kicked off the show.
An arm drag made the screen move.
No.
That's devastating.
No.
An arm drag.
You have to understand that No Mercy allowed you to make... NWO, the Revenge was good.
Yeah.
But this one brought in even more.
Well, yeah, so, 2000 was okay. And it gave you the whole entrance and everything. But this one kind of cut the entrance.
No Mercy.
I bought that shit the day it came out.
No Mercy. Yeah, I bought all of them. Yeah, but No Mercy put it all together.
It did.
And it was like, even though we don't have Goldberg, you can go ahead and make Goldberg. Exactly. Even though we don't have certain people, we have what you need to make those people. We have it. I mean, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you could unlock Andre the Giant as a side. Yep. I mean, they have the stables.
Exactly.
You could create Dude Love, the Headbangers.
Yes.
They had the ICP masks in the thing or whatever.
Clown Posse Juggalos. I made Jason in that game.
I made Jesus in that game. Remember all the praying? I made Jesus in that game.
Apparently, Victoria was one of like Godfather's hoes in the game. Like her face is apparently one of them.
Really, Victoria?
Well, Victoria was actually one of them. Like on programming, and then she went through the table, and then she went back to developmental, and then she came back as Victoria like a year and a half later.
Wow. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I know.
Lita was also one. Like a few months before she came on.
Well, the hose is like the old school version of
the rosebuds for Adam Rose, or cargo line for No Way Jose, or whatever.
Yep.
I'm slacking on my Mackin because that alone,
slacking on my Mackin.
I actually thought she was with Jose Rios or whatever his name is.
S.A. Rios.
Yeah, I thought she was with him first.
No, she was with the Godfather first. I think it was like a one-off, but then she came on with S.A. Rios. I remember like
when you're talking about Leah.
Yeah,
because
you said S.A. Rios though, like
S.A.
you were
S.A.
Rios.
S.A. Was it S.A.? I thought it was S.A.
Was I the only one that liked to use Mae Young to beat people? Did anyone else like to do that, or was that just me?
No, it wasn't just you. It was just her little headbutt.
She went.
I love doing survival mode with Stephanie McMahon because her moveset was just so quick.
I always like doing
or China's. China's low blow, which could go across the entire ring.
Did they do the ding? They did the ding noise.
Yep, it would go. It would go.
Oh man.
Yeah, and you could give it your own move. You could make that your move set. Obviously, I made that my move set.
Oh, yeah, wow. I always like playing Triple H because he always had the best move set to me.
You guys have heard this before, guys. Sorry, but Chris Benoit was actually had the best move set and was the hardest character in that game. And he put it on hard.
Him and Undertaker. Undertaker was really hard.
Undertaker was hard too, yeah.
Because he always had the choke slam, which would devastate you. Then he had the last right. Yep.
They had both those. And then they also, there was a signature, then there was a special, then you could steal the special. I mean, the game was absolutely ahead of its time.
It was.
And even to this day, there aren't wrestling games that quite fit that spot, which is why I've stopped playing wrestling games altogether.
Well, those games were easily accessible to people that didn't even care about wrestling.
R1.
And that was like a gateway drug to wrestling.
L2 was counter to grabs.
I really wish that back, there was a sequel to No Mercy, WWF Backlash. And according to websites like IGN or whatever.
Backlash was the sequel to No Mercy?
Yep, there was a sequel in development. But obviously, this was near the end of the N64's life cycle.
Yeah.
And it was, I think 30% done, and then they canceled it. There's, a couple screenshots, I think, online of it. But, they ended up just releasing Just Bring It the next year, which... Just Bring It to me is one of the worst games in the SmackDown franchise.
It wasn't good.
I get that they're trying to be, forward-thinking.
The Rock was really broken in that game, because
Regal was really broken in that game.
The Rock could switch between hitting and grappling way too easily, and then Hulk Hogan that had the... he could charge up, and if you hit him, he'd automatically hit you back. There's a lot of broken shit in that game.
Hulk Hogan wasn't even in that game.
Oh, then we're talking about a different one then.
Regal, he would put you in a Regal stretch, and that would be it. You'd almost tap out every single time. He was that powerful.
Just Bring It came out, at the absolute end of the Invasion storyline. But they didn't have any of any of the WCW, ECW guys.
No. Well, no, they had...
Was this the one on Xbox that was bare bones?
No, this was, this came out... on the PS2, but around the same time as the first Raw game for Xbox,
which that was bare bones.
Yeah,
this was along the same time as the first Grand Theft Auto. I think it was Grand Theft Auto 3 or whatever. Grand Theft Auto.
Sounds good.
Sorry, sir. Yeah, we're not smoking, but thank you. Sorry about that. Yep. So, awesome.
This is a smoking podcast, though.
I just feel like that was cheap, and that was a cheap pop.
Yeah, it was.
And someone laughed on that.
I did.
Thank you for that.
Was the someone who laughed.
Was it him? Yeah. He probably is going to listen to this, and he's going to laugh at his own
I'm
shit.
I'm going to wait till the laugh for it, and then I'm going to laugh again. It's an inception of a laugh.
Oh, God. So, that's absolutely awesome. Okay, so...
X-Pac, that's who I was every time.
X-Pac, you played him, so did you hear the Bronco Buster?
It's like little guys want to be like big guys and shit like that, and I think... For me, I just want to be able to do that sweet-ass spin kick. You know what I mean?
That is a sweep.
And I've tried to do it
Booker
at the Academy.
Booker T's kick, he had that. His kick was awesome. Yes, and No Mercy.
Kick, yeah.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just got joined by Mr. Brian Sager himself. Let me hear you say something.
I heard you guys were in here talking about video games. I had to come join in on the conversation.
Yeah.
So, Let's talk video game. What video games you've been talking about?
Welcome to RGG. First off, we got to introduce you the correct way. Let's get your gamer tag. What system are you on? Let's do it the right way.
It's BSager20018, and I'm on PS4.
All right. Yeah. And we were talking about... Yes, and I like that on PlayStation as well. We were talking about old school. We were talking about No Mercy, which all of us have been a part of. And do you have a No Mercy story?
I just realized I have a No Mercy story.
Yeah, of course you
do. I spent nights. My buddies would come over. They'd spend
the night.
Do your
own stories, right?
We'd spend the night.
Yep.
Dude, we'd stay up all night playing that game.
Yep.
Like, seriously, we just find different ways to utilize the ladders with the
yes.
table.
Yes.
I'd pick like Eddie Guerrero and I'd go to the top of the ladder and jump off onto the, you know,
yep.
the announce
yep.
table.
You could
people.
Do so much.
You could. It was so much fun.
It was
we create wrestlers all night.
Yes.
Just the weirdest things you
yep.
could think of. Just the
your
weirdest
storylines, right? You did
oh,
your own
oh,
storylines.
Oh, yeah, we did our own storylines.
Did you do the pay per view angle? Whenever there was a pay per view, you did your own thing
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we did that too. We all just like. You know, we'd make our own belts and everything
yes,
like that.
Same
you know.
Thing, yep. And they made it so that your belt was legit. It could be defended.
My whole thing is, did anybody actually play through all the storylines? Because there's
yes, I did.
Well, because, yeah, you, like the story angles, they branched off.
Yep.
The
yeah,
whether you won or you lost. So if you won the match, you'd go one way, and you lost
and
the match, you'd go
there were
another.
Times when you wanted to lose. So there were times, yeah. to unlock everything, you would purposely lose. And how you did that is you hold down on the stick, so that the pin,
so
whenever
the pin,
they go
yeah.
for a pin, you don't get up off the pin.
Okay.
Yep, hold down on the joystick, yeah. and you get pinned.
I always wanted to figure that out, but I just never got to the other storylines.
Yep, it's you like, had to lose at specific times.
Oh.
That's really cool. I've been wanting to have you on for a little bit, but you and I mean, we've been, you know, I've been fabing you, you've been fabing me.
I don't fabe.
You fabe me all the time.
I do not fabe you. I never fabe you. I'm straight up with you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, it was me.
This is a stacked guy.
I know, this is a stacked podcast right now. No.
Well, I want to talk. I overheard a little bit
this
earlier.
Was good. Yep.
What you've never played a Zelda game? What did I hear that? Did I hear that right?
That's
go ahead.
Right.
You've
go ahead.
Never
go ahead.
Played a Zelda game.
I know.
You are missing out.
I know. I mean, obviously I've had like an N64, but I had an N64 when I was like, and I still have it, but when it was like new and fresh, I was like 3-4 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
So. Those games to me weren't really. I mean,
relevant?
I played Mario. They weren't like as accessible to me, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like Mario games are just really easy to just pick up the controller. In Zelda games, I feel like it's not so much.
You gotta know how to read and shit like that.
Am I wrong?
Too.
Like, if
no,
I'm wrong,
I,
like,
well, you're, no, you're right. Because when I was right. a kid, I didn't have Zelda. I had to play Zelda at my cousin's.
Yeah.
That, so, for some reason, my parents never.
You
got
had it
for
on
me.
The
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
NES.
Yeah. So because we're about the same age, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was born in 83. So my first system was.
I'm older than you.
Are you?
But the only difference is you got into wrestling before me. That's the only reason. That's the only difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm older than you.
Well, that makes me feel better about myself.
You just got into wrestling way earlier before me. That's the only reason why you retired. I'm not. no.
Now you made me feel old again.
No, I'm older than you, though.
He's older than me. He's still working.
I'm older than you.
I'm done.
No, but I didn't get in until I was 27.
Okay.
So I'm older. But in saying that, you are correct. For us, we grew up on a different Zelda. And so by the time it came out on Nintendo 64, we were like, oh my God.
Okay.
How amazing was that?
This is where I'm going to cut you off right here because the old NES ones are fantastic.
True.
But I feel that Ocarina of Time is overrated.
Oh my God, yeah. What?
I'm just saying it. I'm just saying it.
That
I
was
just,
the first one I ever
up.
Played.
Hold up.
It has
what?
Not
that was the first
has,
one you played?
Yeah, that was the very first one
It has not
one
withstood
ever
the test of time.
Hold on. No, that's not true. Hold on.
No, I mean, because the remastered one was actually really good, too.
Yeah, they redid it for the Nintendo 3DS. How are you? Come on. You're telling me that Ocarina of Time...
I like horseback riding, but I don't want to do it for 3 hours in a game. Okay. I want to battle bad guys with my sword and beat the hell out of Ganon.
That Ganon fight?
I don't want to ride around on the horse traveling from place to place.
I don't know, man, but the
really?
The Wii
that,
one... The,
that ruined it for me, just that... I love the open world atmosphere. I really
yeah, they
do.
Opened it up.
But they needed a quick way to navigate.
They did
they
not
do
have
now.
That back
no.
then.
They did not have that back then.
Well, I mean,
I feel that kind of hurt it.
You had the warp, okay. but it only worked like once.
It is a good game,
yeah.
I just don't believe it deserves as much praise as it gets. I still believe that The Legend of Zelda, the very first one, is the best in the
world. Well, of course, that'd be like Final Fantasy III when we finally got it as Americans like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, well, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what
you know what I meant. But
just had to
you're
show off
good.
My game.
Yeah, God, you're good. Look at this dude coming up in here.
So you know what?
Let's, since we're still early in the podcast, let's do this correct. Mm-hmm. What's your beginning?
My beginning was, as a kid, I got an NES system for Christmas. That's the one I grew up on. And then Ataris were still around.
2600?
I did have a 2600. I still do have a 2600.
Intellivision?
I did not have an Intellivision. My cousin had an Intellivision. Yep. So all
him and I are
old,
from the same age.
Old school gaming roots there. I do have a great story I'd like to share, if that's okay.
This is regular guy gaming.
So, you know, growing up as a gamer, as a kid, it was all about games, video games and everything. So what I really wanted for my birthday when it came out was the Super Nintendo. When the SNES
I remember
out,
that.
I wanted that thing so bad. And I asked my parents for my birthday if I could just have that. That's all I wanted. Nothing else. Just the Super Nintendo.
Because it came with the games.
And so when birthday came, I got a couple presents. But I just, I really wanted that Super Nintendo. I don't know what it was about that Super Nintendo that made me want it so bad. I just wanted it. And
you didn't get it?
I thought I didn't. Until I went to my bedroom to put my stuff away. And then on my bed was another wrapped gift right there on my bed. And I was like, what? So I quickly go to open it. And like, Super Nintendo!
That is the best. Your parents worked you.
They did.
That is the best story ever. They worked you into a shoot. That was like, that is amazing.
Dude, I almost cried bawling over the whole thing. And like, you know.
That has got to be a memory that has followed you for literally ever.
It has. And I remember just being the coolest kid around because I got it before a lot of my friends did. And they were at my party, so we hooked it up like that. Nobody wanted to leave my party.
Yes!
They wanted to play Super Mario World all night long.
Yes!
It was so much fun.
That is great. See, I'm glad that I did this and the time we took, because at first you couldn't make it at first, but it worked out.
It did.
That is a great story. So, you have a very original background like me, King Thick, or whatever the hell, whatever it is. But
that's your game tag, King Thick.
Yeah.
King Thick.
Interesting.
So, you have a keeper tag, I gotta hear the rest of it.
Here it is.
Stony Wayne 69. I realized that I'm on PS4 and not Xbox One.
Is it PS4?
It is.
So we're all PS4 then.
And then what was your gamer tag?
Rusty Mondoy.
Rusty Barndor.
And I know you
say Shonuff. You say Shonuff is me.
You say Shonuff.
Because when I say, who's the master? You say, So in saying that, real quick, because I don't want to take up too much time, your guys' time.
Yeah, you didn't get
stuck. We're going to get him. We need to finish your story.
To kill me?
No, I'm not. We need to finish. That was really amazing, actually. Thank you very much. And we're not done with you yet, but we need to finish your story, okay? Keep us going. Keep us you started, but then you went off on the wrestling.
No more.
What were your systems?
My chronological order would have been NES, Sega Genesis, N64.
Okay.
PS2.
Am I the only one that had the Dreamcast on $99.99 that skipped school for it? It was the best system ever known to man that no one knew about?
I guess.
I wanted a Dreamcast, but
I wasn't a Sega guy.
All the games that I
wasn't
had.
I was a Nintendo fanboy through and through.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's okay.
I liked
but
Sega.
The only thing we used it for was some. There was like a burn disc or whatever.
You could burn. Yes,
and
you could.
It was like
you could
every
burn. Yep.
Nintendo 16.
You could. You could literally use the Dreamcast to burn games, and you could steal games with the Dreamcast.
That's crazy.
Yep. That's what a lot of people used it for.
I almost thought about getting one because they had the Resident Evil Code Veronica at the time when no other system had it.
And Shenmue.
And I really wanted to play it.
Shenmue
almost made me get one.
Shenmue was a beautiful game that unfortunately got a bad ending and a bad cut because the Dreamcast, which was a beautiful system, just simply got murdered by all the other PlayStation, it got killed.
They had a really great NFL.
And they had they also had the better tech. At that time, they had better tech. Soul Calibur was amazing on that. Yes. They had internet first, too.
Yep.
You could play, what was that? Whatever that game
Fantasy
was.
Fantasy Star Online.
Yeah, Fantasy Star. You know what's going on. Sorry for hitting you there. I didn't mean to hit you. But you know what's up. You know what I mean? They had it first.
They had MMORPGs before .hack was even a thing.
Exactly. Oops. And they didn't survive.
And Final Fantasy XI.
Why do you guys think that is?
I think part of it was that the internet was still so new at the time, to where internet access was so expensive. And not necessarily as
because you had to put in your credit card and shit for that.
Well, that and then Power Stone, where they actually got
Power Stone was dope.
That was dope, but then you also had the memory card unit right in the controller, so you actually played with that as well. It was just a great system, like all around.
It was. It's one of the best systems out there. You, Mr. Sager, I'm sorry, we're supposed to call you by your gamer tag on RGG, but I forgot what it was.
B-Sager 2001.
B-Sager.
But it's not as clever as you guys, so I feel kind of bad.
You say Shenga.
Mine's so boring.
Mine's just my name and the year I was born.
So,
what's the summer of 69?
At least it was for my parents.
You were born in 69.
No.
I was going to say, you look young. You look in your 30s.
No, I'm not actually born in 1960.
I was going to say, that's impossible because you look like you're like 31, 30, 20, 29.
Save this thing off. I look like I'm 17.
Yeah. Never mind. So, anyway.
When I go to the bars, they think I'm 16 or 17.
They card them.
So we all, it's safe to say, and I like this, we all have had a very similar upbringing. Love's a woman. Sorry, I love this song. We've all had a very similar upbringing. We all love No Mercy. So let's get into something that might divide us. Okay, one of the things is he hasn't played any of the Zelda, any of them at all. Let me ask, have any of you played the Tactics series with Final Fantasy? Any of you played the Tactics series?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay.
Nope.
What are you playing right now? We're going to start with Sager, mm-hmm. since he is the newest one in. Mm-hmm. What are you playing right now?
Right now I'm playing Kingdom Hearts.
I am
1.5 and 2.5. Just
you're getting ready for 3.
I'm getting ready for 3, yes.
I'm a bad host. Guys, I'm sorry.
I'm getting ready for Kingdom Hearts 3, so I'm getting all caught up on that. So.
Are you going to even go fight the weapons? Are you going to fight like the ultimate weapon? Are you going to go fight like Sephiroth and Cloud? Are you going to go do all that?
Yep. And do it all.
He knows
Sephiroth is extremely hard.
He knows that already. I'm sure you beat him when you were younger already.
Yep, I have. I played the
you
first
beaten
one.
Him?
I put
hell
yeah.
Yeah.
I beat him
so hard.
But if you know what you're
so
doing
hard.
And you have it right, you can beat him.
I get one shot at every time. Right when he's about to die, one shot. And
that's yeah, but that's like, well. That but anyway,
get a game genie, punk.
No,
they don't have those. No,
they don't have those. That's not a thing. Yeah.
What?
Hey, wait. Speaking of game genie, did anybody? Like, they'd have these great codes for certain games,
yeah.
But then other games they'd have these like really, I don't want to swear. Can I swear?
Yeah,
these
no,
really
yeah, fuck
shitty,
shit, balls.
These really shitty codes like, one life only, no continues,
yeah,
and stuff
what
like
is that?
That.
Yeah, to make
like,
the game harder.
No, I don't want the game harder.
Yeah.
I want the code so I can beat the game.
You
want to
know what that is? That is that masochist, the shit that's going on right now. What are those games? The blood, the
Cock torture.
No, God, I don't ever want to go to you for a question again. What are those? No, what are those games right now? The Bloodborne, those games, the masochist games.
Dark Souls.
That's that Dark Souls. Shit. Like, are any of us in? Are you in? Are any
of you
in that?
No, but
I've heard great things about Dark Souls.
But it's a masochist game.
Stepson loves that game.
Why? He's dying every day, all the time. What's up with that?
Because his friends play it. I don't know.
I mean, I've also heard that Dark Souls is one of the hardest games.
It is.
These are companies, and they're remaking it.
They are. They are remaking it. They're doing an HD version. Who wants to die? It makes you die. You look prettier when you die. You die in HD. So, what you guys don't know is, guys, this is a shoot. So, Mr. Sager, what's gimmick again?
B-Sager 200.
B-Sager 200 needed to do 1-8. He needed to do...
He's only 18.
He needed to do... We needed to do a thing for the tournament. And he was like, hey, Isaac, whatever the fuck, RGG.
Whatever you're working
on. Yeah, whatever the name is.
Hey, douchebag.
Yeah, right? RGG, can you come by my place and can we film a thing? Can we do a thing with you real quick? And I said, yeah, do you have beer?
He did.
I did. And what's funny is he probably thought I was kidding.
No, I didn't think you were kidding.
Okay, you didn't?
I knew you were serious.
Because when I showed up, I was already halfway drunk. Yeah. And I did the promo. And then I was like, all right, where's the beer? And he was like, all right, here we go. But there was his son was kicking ass in Warframe, totally intimidated me. But I saw how amazing it looked. And he was like, oh, yeah, I kick ass too. And just dropped all kinds of knowledge on me. I was like, oh, shit, you're a gamer too? He's like, yeah. Like, that's when I found out that he's just as serious as us.
That's
he's
good.
Just in it. And then I'm sitting here drinking his booze at his place, did a program for him, which they're paying me, by the way. I'm drinking his stuff. And it's like, oh, yeah, I do stuff too. And I'm like, hey.
For my own good, I guess.
I'm like, hey, you should be on my show. Yeah, faved till today.
Faved my foot.
I'm sorry.
He was fading.
He was said, faded. Let's do it next Wednesday. So I message him, hey, we still on today. He reads it, but doesn't get back to me.
It says reading.
And then he gets back to me. Oh, no, man, sorry about all that. Some shit like that. I'm like, all right, whatever.
But you know what he tried to do?
Projection is a great psychological tool.
Here's a good thing. Here's the funny thing about this. He tried to do that to me today, and thank goodness we stayed as long as we did.
I had a shoot production meeting.
Yeah,
back there,
yeah, you did, yeah.
And every single one of you kept walking in on it.
Not me. I almost wanted to.
Actually, it was only me, right?
No, you did too. I wanted...
Nicky Heyman.
When I saw him, I saw other people. I wanted to add into it, but I was like, I'm already on a thin thing because I didn't make the one show, so I don't want to. I'm already on a, you know what I mean? So I don't want to get any more heat, so I left them alone. But I wanted to go in there really bad.
The whole thing was, it was a contrast of everything because we were having this serious, heart to heart, serious production meeting. And then in comes Joey just with his arm like this all over the place, thinking he's got the claw thing going on. And it's like, it changes the tone.
Yeah.
And then he leaves, okay, we get back to seriousness. In comes TJ just. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Yep. I saw that, and I so badly wanted to go over there, but I was like, I need to just reel it back, and I'm here today, so let's just keep it at that. So, he faved me. Now he's here. So we're even. We're even, bro. We're even. We're even. So in saying that, let's okay, so now we're cutting into ragbags time. Let's do this. We're going to do a round table real quick. We're going to start with the first guest, Russell Barnes.
Rusty Barndor.
Rusty Barnes, I ask everyone, I already asked you this so you don't get this question.
Okay.
I ask everyone this and don't listen to me. You are the only person left when it comes to the cosmos versus just these humans. But for you, out of all the games you've ever seen and you've ever known, you have to pick one game to play forever. Just you. And it's your game. It's what you get to play. There's only one thing. All the humans on Earth have to play that too. And it's what you choose. Every other game gets destroyed and burned forever. Only one game. What do you choose? But remember, the humans have to play it too.
Final Fantasy X.
All right, there we go. You are the only person to do that fast.
Yeah.
Without conviction. It took him 30 minutes.
It did. Or it took like 10 minutes. Like
30 minutes.
It's still bad.
We're gonna go over to Stonehenge.
What was his answer?
Oh, I'm eventually.
It was the Spider-Man.
It was Spider-Man's. Yeah.
All the Spider-Man games.
You can put cheating. Them into a
series. I said if I said if
you're
it's
not wrong.
If you can put it on one disc, it counts.
Spider-Man's a Spider-Man game. You can play all of them.
If it's on one disc,
wrestling game.
If it's on one disc, if you can fit it on one disc, it counts. So
the Final Fantasy can find that to like it's a
video game. Yeah, if they can. Yep.
All right, then that's my choice.
No. What I'm saying is a series. If you can combine the series in one disc.
Okay.
So stop thinking that because I haven't asked you it yet. Stonehenge, you, okay, because we're getting to the end of the podcast, you are only allowed. You are the only infinite being, but there's only one problem. There's only one game that can only exist in this universe. But the puny humans have to play this game too. What do you choose? Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys this now. Leva Bates, Blue Pants is the only one sitting in purgatory twice. She could not do it. So there's only one person in purgatory right now. Purgatory is when you cannot figure it out and you decide to float off into nothingness forever.
If you were to just ask me for myself alone, but once you factor in the rest of the world, I'm like, this is it's pretty heavy. You know what I mean?
The rest of the world is guys involved. Yeah, but I didn't tell you to. I'm just letting you know. That's just a side note.
It's just a side note.
Life. The world has to play it too. But I asked you. This is for you. You're the god.
Everything else in tech. Everything else is exactly the same.
Everything. Everything else, as long as it fits on one, and it's continuous, it doesn't go into one game to a different game to a different game, it's continuous. What do you choose? And the humans just happen.
And it can be a franchise.
It can be a franchise as long as it doesn't go far too out into three or four different games.
Happy Feet too.
Well then,
fuck off.
I'll be Assassin's Creed.
Origins, dude. I'm still playing that right now. The newest DLC is almost as big as the game.
Wow.
Good. Ooh, I love this.
It depends on what mood I'm in. Like,
No.
Here's the thing: is like, if I'm in like in a hateful mood, it's like, what's like the shittiest game?
You want to make people? You want to punish people?
He's trying to punish.
Okay. You want it?
64.
Oh my god! No!
That's mean.
You are a masochist.
I played it.
I fell through the world so many times. Yes. Superman 64 was horrible. Do you guys want to know the game? Do you guys want to know the game that Ragbag chose?
What?
Nick Ragnar.
E.T. for guitar.
No, E.T. was found buried in there in Mexico.
That's what they say.
No, Ragbag chose. Ragbag chose Luigi's Mansion.
That's not bad.
He loves that game, guys.
I wanted to play it.
This is what he said. He used to go to McDonald's just to play Luigi's Mansion. He wouldn't even order food. He would just sit there and play Luigi's Mansion.
McDonald's have video games.
They had Luigi's Mansion. It was the only game available when the Cube came out.
It was like a promotional
game? When the GameCube first came out, they had it right there. That's the game he chose with Luigi's Mansion. So you can't get much worse than that. So go ahead.
He just did with Super Mario.
Superman 64 was worse than Luigi's Mansion. That was bad.
Drake and the 99 Dragons was also awful.
Yep. You know your shit.
Oh, there was some real shitty Nintendo
that Dragon Ball
games.
I'm not asking fighting game on the PS1.
I'm not asking shitty.
Oh my god.
I'm asking
Battle 23.
What you right. like.
So I'll pretend I'm not trying to strike back against the world by forcing
Thank you. To play Thank you. Thank you.
The shittiest thing like is there a pattern?
There.
Wow, that's some weird fucking synchronicity.
Yeah.
Because I was going to be like Miss Pac-Man, you know?
Dude, yeah, you're right.
Feminist
icon.
That
game is great, and it did better than...
You know, that sexy little bow tie on the
Oh,
hair,
yeah.
Beat whatever level it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Guys
yeah.
come together, make
yeah.
sweet,
oh.
sensual, erotic Pac-Man.
That's right. That's
I wrote
right.
about Miss Pac-Man.
I'm hard right now.
Well, I mean, think about
in
it.
In my
man.
Pants.
Oh. Well, with... Pack on pack action. You know what I mean?
Like, a lot of ball eating. Big balls, little balls.
Cherries. Well, I mean, cherries, yeah. cherries being popped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Anyway, he may have to cut that out. We'll see. Well, hopefully not. We'll see what
Keep
happens.
Keep your pants on.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Pants on.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you said you're...
So, wait. Are you done? Is he done, though? He said Miss Pac-Man, but is that the ultimate choice? Is that what you choose?
That's kind of like I kept thinking, and it's like, I don't know if it's just me, maybe no mercy, but it's like we got the rest of the world here, and you know
yep.
what I mean?
The rest of the world, but that's just a side
or
thing.
Or you could just customize your own Pac-Man. I don't know. I forgot what
I think it's pretty...
64, you can't make a custom Pac-Man.
No.
Well, it's Miss Pac-Man, and like I said...
Which one? Make the hard choice. Do it for us.
I like Miss Pac-Man more.
Yes.
Miss Pac-Man. Like there's and you know what? It was good. It was good. Work. That's a good choice. That's good.
Thank you. The world.
I'm an old man.
The world thinks
Tony
you.
Tony Wayne 69.
Now we are finally 69. Down.
I wrote about that in my senior thesis.
Did you?
Yeah, this my Batman? Senior thesis was on Gamergate.
We are now to MAW. You are the
co-owner, commissioner.
Co-owner, commissioner, Brian Sager, Sager 69049er.
Sure.
All that.
Not it, but.
Not it.
For all sake of time, we'll go with it.
We are here right now with the last guest on RGG, the guy that I wanted on why, but he kept faving me. What is the game that you choose that only, the only game left?
Okay, so I'm going one of two ways here. If I wanted to be a masochist, if I really wanted to be bad to the world, I'd pick Battletoads.
Oh! What, are you serious? You are putting, man, you are putting husband versus wife, child versus, you can beat each other up in that game. You're evil. You are evil.
But if I'm going to go the nice route, I'm going to go the nice route, and this is the whole world. I have to take into account the whole world.
You have to, yep.
And this is going to be such a cliche answer, but Super Mario Brothers.
You're the first person to say that. No. You're the first person on RGG to say that.
Just everyone loves Mario.
You're the first person ever to say that. Everyone has said a lot of other games. You're the first person to say that. Good job. Cool. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is RGG. This was a great episode. Let's say thank you to
Rusty Bondo.
Let's say thank you to
Electrifying One and King Thick.
Thank you to
Stony Wayne 69.
And thank you to
B Sager 20018.
We are heading this to Ragbag. Oh, we're heading this to Ragbag. Thank you guys very much. Oh no, shit, we gotta plug we're all wrestlers. Plug your social media.
Twitter at Russell M. Barnes, Instagram at The Russell Barnes. That's two S's, two L's.
Plug your social media.
At Leonard Book It One, that is my Twitter, and Facebook is Thomas Poston.
Plug your social media.
Twitter.com / Stonehenge86. Facebook.com / The Stonehenge? Because those assholes over in the UK trying to cock block me from picking what's mine. Instagram would be @ Real Stonehenge.
I love this gimmick. This little bit was amazing. And now we are down to make sure you all of it.
Well, on Facebook.com/ Brian Sager. And then also, you can also go to our Midwest All-Star Wrestling page on Facebook as well. Follow us there as well. Follow
all me right. there. So, we are literally down to the very last seconds. What do you have to say in the very last seconds? It's 1 hour. What do you got to say for anyone? Lead us in. What do you got? Cool. What do you got?
Do something.
Always select to continue.
Continue!
Wow, that's deep.
Ragbag, you take it from here.
There you have it. Just another great interview from RGG and the dudes at MAW. I want to clarify, Luigi Mansion, not one of my favorite games. In fact, it's one of the games that I hate more than anything in life. It's one of the games that intentionally I wouldn't play at McDonald's. McDonald's, you know, for those of you that don't know, maybe some of the dudes that were talking to RGG are listening to this because they, you know, a lot of times you want to hear how you sounded after the fact. They also had Super Smash there, too, so that was always the game that I looked for. But sometimes, you know, around here in La Crosse, there'd be one McDonald's that only had Luigi Mansion, and I remember just, you know, being like a little 8-year-old kid and being like, motherfucker. But some had Smash, some had Luigi's Mansion. I think that was it. It was one or the other. So, but that's my take on that. Again, just an awesome listen there. You know, that's what's kind of cool about this, right? Because I don't think I personally know any of these dudes besides the Electrifying One. I know him. I've been on a couple of shows with him. But again, just listening to their perspective on things. And sometimes it's kind of cool because you'll hear them, you know, talk about something that they do. And you're like, oh, dude, like I did that. Like with B. Sager talking about No Mercy. And like, you know, having friends over and just staying up late and like creating characters and doing all this other shit. And you're like, dude, I did that too. Like, I remember sitting there and like trying, you know what I used to do? I used to, there was a website and I can't remember what it was, but it was like cause dot like WS or like .com or something, and they always posted like updated ways in which you could create like Rob Van Dam and Brock Lesnar and Booker T and all these dudes that weren't in the game in the mid-2000s. And I would always go there because, you know, apparently whatever anybody puts on the internet is gospel, but you would take those creations and you would even give them all the movesets. And I was just, you know, like I used to, I played WCW NWO Revenge, and I went into Hulk Hogan's moveset. Actually, because I don't think you could even access the movesets. Maybe you could. I don't remember exactly, but I do remember that I think actually I had a match with Hulk Hogan, and I did all of his moves. I wrote down on a piece of paper what, like, you know, the strong grapples were, what the weak grapples were, and then I literally went into No Mercy and then, like, made the moveset because I was like, this is Hogan in the best WCW game ever, and I want his moveset to be exactly the same because I was a weird fucking kid like that. Super fucking weird. I had way too much time on my hands. But no, it's that's why it's cool, man. Now I feel like I know these dudes just a little bit more. So thanks again for Rusty Barndoor, Stony 69, B Sager, and the Electrifying One for joining us this week and sharing your stories, your thoughts, and what you love about gaming. It's always fun to hear dudes talking about that Superman 64. Oh, that's great. That's hilarious. So yeah, that about does it this week, guys. I don't got too much gamer news right now. You know, if you're listening to this, the big PSN mid-year sale actually ends Monday in the middle of the day, I believe. So if you're listening to this late on a Sunday night, just make sure you get your games. And I'm not exactly sure. Maybe the Steam summer sale already ended, but I'm not sure. I'm assuming they'll end around the same time. So just keep that in mind, I guess. If you're out and about, they got some great deals going on right now. And we got some good games coming up here over the next couple of months. I know that I just recently looked at upcoming releases, and it's kind of a dead period, but that's definitely A-okay because, dude, we got games on the back lizzle. I got Wolfenstein that I just started. The very first one that Bethesda started, New Blood. That's a super fun game. And there's a couple of others that I've purchased that I've just got to dive into. Just games that I've always heard are really good, and I've been kind of waiting for them to come down. For example, like, I've never played Borderlands, and they had the Handsome Collection up on the PSN for about $19, so I'm going to start playing that as well. And I'm also going to give Mass Effect Andromeda a try because it was $7. I know it's a big pile of shit, but it's, to me, it's pretty hard to disappoint at $7. I guess we'll see. Who knows? But I'm going to start doing that here in a little bit. So I've got a lot of games to play after beating GTA 5, and I'm really excited and really looking forward to it. And I'll be happy to talk to you guys about it and let you know my thoughts if you're maybe looking for the next game that you want to play. So that about does it. If you want to check out RGG, make sure to hit up Regular Guy Gaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and then don't forget Twitch, actually. RGG has been doing quite a bit of streaming lately. Unfortunately, he does it in the middle of the day, so I can't necessarily join in while I'm sitting at work, but I do know that he's done everything from Hearthstone to some fighting games and shit too, so check that out. Make sure to follow him on Twitch because I know he's been streaming quite a bit lately. He's always a good follow. And then for myself, Ragbag, RAGGBAGG on Facebook and on YouTube. Again, just another dead period, but I'm just waiting for a game that I can really dive into. You know, The Long Dark's really fun. But there's just no objective, so it's a little bit hard for me and with my timing and my schedule to be able to stream for hours upon hours without at least chasing something or knowing exactly what I'm doing. So we'll see how that goes on the horizon. Don't forget, at The Grapple Talk on Twitter, otherwise Facebook.com/TheGrappleTalk. We will catch you guys next week right here on Regular Guy Gaming. Peace out.